Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 28th of October, recording at 9:54 p.m. British Summer Time, and apologies to my subscriber who has to go to bed at 10 o'clock. I haven't got the audio out to you in time. It's been one of those days. But first, the really important story, that's crude oil. I put the chart up here again today. Remember yesterday, we had that big downward dynamic. And that had followed the small warning shot across the bow keys on the 12th and the 18th of October. And I described yesterday's as resembling more of a shot to the hull near the waterline, and that it was a good dynamic, as you can see on the chart that I posted again today, and we had some strong downside follow through here today, and that provides, in my book, pretty convincing evidence. Well, it just adds more convincing evidence that a medium-term correction is underway. You'll note that we have seen crude oil fall much faster than it did during the June and August corrections. And its correction in 2 days has equaled that of the June reaction, and it has almost equaled that of the August. And they're very, very similar, those three. So another consistency characteristic will go if we see crude clearly falling further on this reaction than it did in August, and I expect that to happen. And also, those who have been to the chart seminar will note that it would have hit a midpoint danger line, a level in the center of that little trading range that formed in mid-October. So, all pretty bearish, especially when you consider that it's coming from a much higher level, and at a time when people were throwing out forecasts for the price of crude oil, anything from $60 to $100. I had heard nobody was actually saying, well, I think it's now going to $100, but there were plenty of people saying, well, if this happens or that happens, it could easily be at $100. Well, I maintain that crude oil is in a secular bull market. In terms of the big picture, now you might have noticed a horrendous gaffe, and thanks for those who let me know that I had put down in my senior moment yesterday, described it as a secular bear market. I think you all realize that I've been hammering away on the fact that all of these industrial commodities are in secular bull markets that'll last pretty well a generation, in my view. And therefore, I do expect crude oil prices to move much higher, but not in the short term. In the short term, what I maintain, again, I'll just repeat it one more time, a medium-term correction is underway, and it started yesterday, and we got the warnings, as say, from those earlier keys in the month. I also described it yesterday as a tradable signal, though I said I probably wouldn't be doing it myself, as I don't generally like to go with what I feel are the counter big trend signals. The one that tempted me the most today was the natural gas, but again, I didn't do it. But that also was a tradable signal yesterday. What I did do, and I just want to mention this very, very quickly, I said yesterday that I would probably pick up a little bit more coffee today. I did so buying the March life contract. It closed a little bit below where I purchased it. And the annoying trade, although it was a high possibility, was that just yesterday or the day before, that I had put in an in-the-money stop on my initial Australian dollar long against the US dollar. And I described it at the time as saying that that was a it was a monetary tactic rather than a technical stop, or a money control tactic, I should say, rather than a technical stop. The technical stop would have been a midpoint danger line on the trading range that the Aussie dollar just dipped back on that announcement of the Chinese interest rate hike, totally unrelated in my view, but sort of thing that just caused a little spasm in the markets and hit that stop. Probably will go back in again, although I do so with a little bit more risk on the on a position overall, as it is higher. But it does look to me as if the dollar is vulnerable to a further slide in here. But at the moment, in the short term, we are seeing this little bit of steadying in the dollar. Really, if you look at in response to a short-term oversold condition. I was going to say, if you look at the dollar index chart, which I certainly posted at least once this week, that it had gotten back to a previous low, and that might well provide some temporary steadying. It'd be almost surprising if it didn't. But the overall pattern suggested to me that we'll go lower, and I do believe that the U.S. Fed and the administration, Bush administration, and if there's a Kerry administration, that they would want a softer dollar as well. And certainly, you know, the Fed's been printing money with gusto, so there'll be plenty of reasons why it should go down, including the deficits, which is a much-discussed story. Okay, now in terms of these markets, stock markets, I have been saying that crude oil really was the psychological key. Now that will change, of course. It's really very much the fundamental flavor of the month, and not without some reason given the importance of the crude oil price. But my point all along was that that rally, that very good technical rally, that started in mid-August was history as long as the crude oil price continued to move up through that $50 level. And now we've seen it fall back. It's currently 50.71 as I speak, down again in the after-hours trading. And I had also said that in terms of stock markets, that for the rally to continue following a sort of trading range, nervous consolidation phase, that we would need to see the oil price not only stop going up, but come back enough to convince pretty well everyone that it had reached a peak that was likely to last for a while. Now, I would say that it hasn't quite done that, but it's getting close. And I think if we see oil move below $50 for any length of time, and I think we will, then I think people will be more convinced. Again, that will take some pressure off the stock market or remove the headwind, and that would enable markets to rally. And of course, they already started, as we know, and we had two good days on Wall Street on Tuesday and Wednesday, and today, having been down for much of the time, Wall Street managed to close with some small gains, and there were some reasonable gains elsewhere. Asia saw some of them. European markets all closed higher, and Wall Street as well. I've also mentioned that I felt that once the U.S. presidential election uncertainty was out of the way, that whoever is elected president, that we would see a bit of a relief rally in response to that as well, and that may have actually started. What would be a negative, of course, would be a painfully close result that was much disputed and involved a lot of lawyers and no candidate conceding, and that type of situation I think would certainly hit the market in the short term. I don't think that would be good for anybody, and except the lawyers. And well, they don't really need that any more help, do they? Okay, what else have we got here? Bonds. Those U.S. Treasuries were hit fairly hard yesterday. That was a tradable signal, and they're a little bit firmer in here. Well, not much. 113.05 on the December contract. I'm still looking to add to my short position. I've been a little cautious in doing so, but that's my strategy overall. And certainly, if we do get a rally, post-election rally, or a follow-through from the rally we've seen in the last few days, which incidentally included some pretty good upward dynamics for a number of indices, then I would certainly expect those bonds to be coming a bit lower. And also, as I mentioned yesterday, the weaker oil price is negative for these bonds in the short term, because the strength of the oil market was being interpreted in the bond market, at any rate, as being likely to slow GDP growth, fair enough, and to add some deflationary pressures, and thus the strength of the bond market. But in my view, I've been saying recently that it's an accident waiting to happen. And I do look for a secular bear from long-dated government bonds. Okay, elsewhere, currencies. What's the latest on this? We did see euro-dollar drop down to 126.31 shortly after that Chinese announcement. These are all knee-jerk responses. We're back at 127.45 as I speak. And I do think that, as I say, the dollar isn't seeing anything more than a little bit of a technical rally, likely to be no more than the dead cat bounce variety, and we'll see it head south, and it's weaker against the yen at 106.29 here today. So not much on the upside there for the greenback. Precious metals, gold was about the steadiest, 124.35 here today. This is just consolidating gains beneath that little psychological resistance level near 430. Gold is very well underpinned. This is a secular bull market. I do expect this to go higher. A softer oil price can delay that move for a while. Ditto silver, which is also consolidating some pretty reasonable gains. Palladium 214.05. The metals, the industrial metals rather, some profit taking in here for the most part. Not all that much. Tin, for instance, which I own, that was down $20, 9,030. Got a pretty big backwardation there right now. Looks about $170. Lead, which I also own, that was that was softer here today. Still above where I bought it, but down 22 at 851. That's got a solid backwardation as well. Now, overall, this is still a very tricky time in terms of making money. And I certainly have some unwelcome red ink showing up on my open positions in here. So this is an environment where I think that we'll continue to see a lot of choppy action. And really, it's one of those environments where one just is perhaps better off to sit it out. Or if you are in here trading as I am, when you see a reasonable gain, it's not a bad idea to either grab it or at least put an in-the-money stop in to actually protect the position. Now, I do want to mention Thailand, and you probably will have noticed the news regarding the deaths in southern Thailand, where there have been some problems going on for years, really, with the Muslim population. I think they amount to no more than 5% of Thailand's overall population, which is primarily Buddhist. But there have been these incidents over the last couple of years and more in the southern area of Thailand, close to the Malaysian border. Now, that has hit the Thai stock market in the last few days. And then there's a little bit of uncertainty regarding the election that's coming up and how that might affect it. Now, my strategy overall is to buy that on weakness, ditto India, but India is quite firm at the moment. Now, I did buy a bit more of the Thai fund that I own. That's at Aberdeen New Thai Investment Trust. But any similar fund would do as far as I'm concerned. But that's the one I've concentrated on. It's the UK quoted investment trust. But I did buy some right around these current levels. Where is that today? I'll just put that up. And it closed today at 95.75. So I have picked up some here, but to my mind, this is back in a buying range, and I think that it may well go on ranging, as so many stock markets are. But see, that's my strategy: pick it up on easing. And just looking at this chart. On a very short-term basis, which I've got up on the screen at the moment. It's not on the website. I may put it up tomorrow. But it had run up quite sharply at the beginning of the month, and it's come down a lot more slowly, which is another favorable technical indication overall. Okay, that's it. More tomorrow, including comments on this acrimonious election.